Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith. Get ready for a live hour of powerful healing miracles. She's a world-renowned medical intuitive, trans-channel, psychic surgeon, and spiritual teacher. Relax and breathe in. You are now entering the fifth dimension. When calling, please do not mention any personal medical details or conditions. Kimberly will use her medical mediumship abilities to remotely detect your medical situation and connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Please call in at 888-627-6008 and be a part of the show.
Welcome, everybody, tonight to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. I'm Kimberly Meredith, your host. We are super excited about being in this fifth dimensional cosmic energy tonight. We're calling in the fifth dimension and leaving the third dimension behind. So let's all take a deep breath. Inhale and exhale. And feel the energy, feel the love, feel the frequency that we can be in this peace, this multidimensional frequency of love and healing for a full hour of love and light and cosmic energy frequency. The phone number tonight to call in is 888-627-6008. And I am really honored to have a special guest on tonight with me. And this is going to be a super fun night. He said yes to coming on the show, so I was really, really excited. And he's a multifaceted creative professional, distinguished painter, architect, and artist. Born in Portugal, and he is also a best-selling author of a book that just was not too far off release called Scriptures. And I have it laying right on my table right here next to one of my other favorite books called Autobiography of a Yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda. So they're both like right on top of each other, and I just love the energy of them because they're so just beautiful. Tiago is really special. I mean, he does so much to help so many people around the world, and I just had to have him come on the show. His name is Tiago Acevedo, so I'm going to bring Tiago on right now. And I want to dig deeper into asking Tiago a lot of questions about his work. So welcome, Tiago, to the show.
Oh, hello, Kimberly. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. And is there anything I left out about introducing you?
No, you included it all. You put it all together in a nutshell. You did a great job.
I want to go into a little bit more about the book that you just recently released. It was like, I think, in December, right? Not too far off.
Yes. It was pretty recent, the book.
Yes.
And the book was something that always had in the back of my... Actually, it's my second book. Because I had one that I released in Portugal about fairy tales. I love telling tales, but there always was this one about the scriptures that I had in the back of my mind that I needed to release. It was something that I couldn't explain. I just knew that I needed to release this one. And it took a long time because in the middle of it, depression, personal depression got on the way. And it postponed a lot of projects in my life. But when things started getting better, I started really diving into this book, diving into the paintings, diving into the stories, doing the graphics, doing everything. And it was like a moment of inspiration, you know, like that moment that everything just falls in together. Then I had no expectation.
Wow.
I really had no expectation because, to tell you the truth, the previous book didn't do that well. So I didn't have any expectation.
And it all was, can you tell everybody listening, because your work is so specialized for people that are not familiar with your work, in classic oil painting, and you're a pop surrealism artist. So,
yes.
I mean, you're famous, and your work is just, I mean, unbelievable. Can you tell everybody, when you're doing your work, are you using oil? Are you?
Yes, I use mostly oils because in order to achieve that brightness of color and those laces and translucent veils and all of that, you need to work in layers. So it's like laying a layer of oil, letting it dry, another layer of oil, letting it dry. And it's a laborious process. But for me, I love the detail. I love the detail of it. And then there's the pop surrealist movement to it that is more of, all of the figures have like a contemporary look to them, with huge eyes.
You have these huge eyes. Where did you get? Have you always had that in your mind, or did that come to you at a certain part of your life?
Because through the eyes, you can put a lot of emotion in a canvas. So imagine if they're enlarged. When they're enlarged, it's like you even enlarge the emotion. And so I always see them because they appear to me. That's how they show up to me. They appear to me. I'm very lucky. I don't have to sit down and think what I'm going to paint because it just shows up in my brain as a blurred image. And then I kind of know what I have to do to bring it back together, the whole image.
Right. So the eyes, to me, because my eyes blink, you know, I channel. I'm a trans channeler, so my eyes blink. Mm-hmm. And when I look at the eyes that you draw, they all look like they're almost kind of a little bit teary, some of them, like especially the Virgin Mary in your scriptures books. They look like they almost, some of them have tears kind of coming in them. Is that true?
Yes, it's not in order to portray the pain. It's more to capture you towards the detail. You know, it's because we're a little bit like ravens. The shinier it looks, the more we want it, the more attracted we are to it. And if I make the eyes shinier and, like you say, a little bit tearier, it captures your attention a lot more.
It's amazing because each one, like even, I mean, this book is just phenomenal because, like, even in Esther, each drawing of their eyes, they all seem to have that kind of luring look.
Oh, I say that they're all brothers and sisters. They're all brothers and sisters from the same family.
Dimension. They're all in the fifth dimension, yes.
They're all in the fifth dimension.
Yes. Yes.
It's my way of communicating. It's my way of for a very long period of time, it was my only way of communicating with the world.
Wow.
It was.
Let's talk a little bit more about that. So how young were you? We want to know that about you. How young were you when you started communicating through your art?
So I was about 10 years old. I started doing like these paintings that sometimes now I go back to the house where I was born. And I look at those paintings and I'm like, this is pretty darn good. Yeah. This is good. And I was like 10 years old. Then, of course, pressures from society, and you get, and you're still young, you don't know what to do. Everybody directed me to go towards architecture. I went to fine arts school, but then there was a lot of pressure to follow architecture. I love architecture. I did a lot of work in architecture. However, I always could express myself way better through painting. Painting was always something that I could say exactly what I wanted instead of just mentioning it.
Right.
And then it came a point in my life where I decided I'm going to dedicate most of my time to painting. The bulk of my time is going to go to painting. It was difficult financially at the beginning, but things pull through. Things in one way or another, they pull through. And,
yeah.
And then came the idea for the books and all of that. And some other ways, like prints, ideas to get. Because I don't want somebody to look at a painting and love it and not be able to have it because it's expensive. I rather have options so that people can that can't afford an original oil painting that takes almost a month to complete, they can have an option. And I started with prints, very high quality prints that I would make very affordable, and then other items. And then it's like, why not a book? A book will get to so much more people. This just came to me. So this came to me at the time. So I started doing that fairy tale book. So I already knew how to do a book this second time. And this second time, I was determined to come out with the scriptures because these figures, like I say, they have been showing themselves to me a lot. And they won't leave me alone.
Well, you're like a channel for this.
I really feel like that. I really feel like a vessel through which something is done. I really, truly feel like that. That's why I love listening to your podcast because it's something that is really touches me.
Thank you, honey. Well, I also want to mention to everybody that your work's been in so many exhibits. You've been in New York, Paris, all over the world, and you've also been on television.
Yes.
You've been on many shows. With your talent has been everywhere, and I want to also say personally, you help people on a wide variety of different platforms, Instagram, YouTube, get out of depression. You're a spiritual influencer with helping people in nonprofit organizations. I want to get into some of this where your heart goes really into helping people with your work as an artist in many different avenues. What avenue, when you think about it deeply inside of you, can you say right now in your life, and then we'll touch on some other things too with I want to talk about with the nonprofits, but that you like the most right now that you're enjoying on what platform?
So the one that I'm using right now actually was the one that's the oldest that I have. It's my YouTube channel that has 20 years old. That is 20 years old.
Wow.
I started that channel in 2006. So it's 20 years old. And funny, not funny enough, but curiously, it's the channel that that started me on the journey that I went on Instagram and on Facebook, because I started posting there back then. I'm talking like 10 years ago. I started posting videos about art and art history and history in general. Then I didn't have many viewers, so I stopped. Then quite recently, about, let's say, 3 years ago, I did a post about depression. I did a post, not a post, a full video, a full YouTube video about depression that was an hour long, where I talked about my depression in detail, in excruciating detail. And then I didn't expect nothing of it. I just went away. Then I came back and saw a message. I saw a message of a girl that was saying that she didn't commit suicide that day because of that video.
Wow.
After that, my life changed. My life changed completely after that. So I started sharing everything, the good, the bad, the days that I don't want to get out of bed and that I can't even take a shower. I started sharing that. I started going, Facebook kind of died. Instagram was the way to go. I moved a little bit towards Instagram, and every single day an update, every single day trying, even when I was in the dumps, really bad, I would share it as it is, but always remember people that tomorrow will be better. Just hang in there, because tomorrow will be better. And
yeah, I love that.
And that's how I kept myself afloat. That was a healing experience. A lot of people said that it was a healing experience for them. I tell them, well, for me, it was more than a healing experience. I feel like it's fulfilling my life's purpose. And it
healed me. To help someone stay alive, getting on there and generating that kind of impression for people. You know, we're here to help people save lives, and you're doing that by going on there with your...
And then I started really talking about that, about specifically about suicidal tendencies.
Right.
Because I remember one day, I've gone through deep depression, so I'm not immune to that. And I went online, and the only video that was there was kind of something mocking it. So I said, this cannot be. Somebody has to do something about this. So that somebody is going to be me. And
I
started doing some videos about the suicidal tendencies that people have, a lot of them. About days where people go like 2 weeks without being able to get out of bed, sometimes even months without being able to get out of bed, sometimes even using diapers. So things do get very ugly with depression. And I did not shy away from showing people that ugliness. And that's where I think that my power resided in being able, having the will and the nature to share those parts that for most people are embarrassing.
I find that the most attractive about you, that when you're going on Instagram and you're showing that part about you, and people like me especially, because a lot of people don't know everything about me. They think they do, but nobody knows everything about anybody. But
yes.
I grew up, you know, with a father that was bipolar, and he would stay in bed for days on end, and he was also an artist, and he took his life young. And I know what that's like to be with an adult growing up that would go in those kind of shifts. And we've got celebrities out there like Robin Williams and other people out there that are here 1 minute and they're gone the next, but they keep it hidden. My dad kept it quiet.
Exactly.
And I wouldn't understand.
So hidden.
Yeah. Yeah, as a kid, like, why was he sleeping, Mom, every day? Why wasn't he getting out of the room? Yeah.
It's made us feel like it's embarrassing. Like,
yeah,
it's,
and by you going out there and sharing,
like, it's laziness. And I need to share it.
So,
I need to share it because
it's amazing.
I have those bipolar lows, too. I don't have the highs, unfortunately. If you have the lows, might as well have the highs. But I don't.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm like the type of bipolar that I only have the lows and the normal. And so I get with those.
The unicorn.
With those,
yeah.
Yes, it's like the unicorn. It's like if you get really, really low, you can go to a really dark place where you feel like nothing's worth it. And regarding what we were talking about, let's just wrap up this suicidal tendencies.
Yeah.
Let's wrap this up. So it's something that people feel such a great deal of anxiety. The anxiety is so painful. That it's not that they want to die. They just want that pain to go away. Mm-hmm. They don't even want to die. They just want that pain to go away. So if you hang on for just 1 second more, that anxiety will start to subside. So it's like encouraging people to hang on for a second longer.
Yeah. And you do that, though, when you're on Instagram and when you're out there in the YouTube, you really help people, and I'm so grateful that you're out there doing that to help people, though, because I don't think you, maybe you do know, but I think that a lot of us don't know how much we're helping people, and I just want to thank you for doing your work that you are doing out there, because as much as you may have maybe those low days that you have, when you are getting up every day and going out there and doing it, you are saving probably even more people than you do know. So thank you for doing that.
Thank you so much. Thank you for telling me that. I appreciate it.
Yeah, God loves you so much. And we're so grateful for you, Tiago. You are so appreciated in this lifetime. I want to go into also, I know, there's something else that I just really love also, and maybe I'm taking up too much of the talking at this moment, but let's talk about something that brightens up. I get a really big smile on my face when I see you working on your doll. So do you want to talk about your dolls?
Oh, my God. Yes, I want to talk about my dolls. I love them. I love them. Okay. It all started like this because you know that I do these YouTube videos that are like... sometimes it goes on to 4 hours because I'm doing makeup on YouTube. I paint, but I also do makeup on my face.
Yeah, I love that.
So I'm like transforming myself into Angelina Jolie. Yeah. Then I'm transforming myself into Brad Pitt. Then into Johnny Depp. Then another day, it's like something a little bit more simple. So I started doing that, but parallel to makeup on my face. I decided if I can do it on my face, I can do it on a doll. And
I love that.
and I always wanted those ball-jointed dolls, like those one-thirds of a doll that are like, they're fairly big, they have ball joints, they're super expensive. You want one of those, it's like $1,500. I'm like, I'm not going to pay that amount of money for a doll. I'm sorry. I love them, but I'm not going to pay that money. So I decided that I could make one.
Wow.
I decided that I could make one. So I got like one that was like bare with no paint, and got a separate head with a face mold that kind of mimics my paintings, kind of fits within my paintings.
They do. And I've seen them. They're gorgeous.
And I started painting the faces, painting the bodies, painting everything, then doing hair for them, doing wigs for them, doing, like, because I'm already, I don't know if we're going to talk about that, but we'll save that of the wigs for later. Started doing the dresses, started doing the clothes, everything. And all of a sudden, I decided to show them in YouTube. I was doing the 4-hour live, and I decided to show them on YouTube. And then people wanted them.
They're beautiful.
And I was like, oh my God, this is like amazing. I get to do more dolls. Because I didn't want to do more dolls. I don't want to be that person that has the house creeped out with dolls.
With dolls. I love that. People have to watch you.
I didn't want to be that person. So I have like 3 dolls on my room, and that's it. And the others I keep stored. The ones that are for sale I keep stored. And when I realized that I could sell them, I was very happy because I thought, hey, I get to do more.
Tell people real quick, and everybody, if you just started listening into the show, we're listening to Tiago Acevedo, a world famous artist. And I wanted to say, if you want to go look at his beautiful art, it's at tiago.plus, right, Tiago? Tiago.plus.
Exactly.
Right now, if you want to go look at his work right now, it's Tiago, Tiago.plus. So right now, if you just want to go check it out, we're not going to break yet. I wanted to ask you, is the hair on the dolls human hair? Or I wanted to ask you about the hair.
It's human hair. Because there was a period in my life where I thought that it was feasible. Because I know how to ventilate. I don't know how I pick up these things, but I actually end up picking up these things. That I was doing wigs for women with cancer. I always found out that they didn't have like a wig that was worthy of them.
Right.
So whenever I had a friend that was at a beauty salon, and I knew how to cut and stitch the wig so that it would be like a real custom wig for a person that has absolutely no hair. That's how I got into hair, and now I use that craft in the dolls. So it's
that's amazing.
It's a full turn. I'm not doing that anymore because I don't have the how do you say the bandwidth to deal with
the bandwidth to do all that, right?
To do with the pain and to do all of these things together. But it's something that I really, really feel in my heart that I will go back to someday.
Right. Well, you're bringing so much joy with everything else that you're doing, and we're just so appreciative of having you doing everything that you are doing with us right now. So we're going to go to break right now, and just everybody, if you want to check out Tiago's website or store, it's tiago.plus, and we're going to also go to our quick break right now. The call-in number is 888-627-6008. And then we're going to come back and talk more and then maybe take some calls. So how's that sound? Pretty good?
Oh, it sounds amazing. It sounds like, let's take those calls.
Yeah. And also we can keep going with our talk and take calls and everything else. Okay, so we'll be right back with the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with our very, very wonderful guest, Tiago. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Meredith, Medical Intuitive Healer and author. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. This book was channeled through my guides of Christ Light to help you embark on your own journey toward healing through divine miracles. My guides want you to have the information in this book in order to help you heal and improve every aspect of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. We achieve this by raising your consciousness into the fifth dimension, where miracles and divine healing happen every day. You'll get nutritional and lifestyle plans and information. All this can be found on my website at thehealingtrilogy.com. The book is being sold everywhere in Kindle, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Thank you, and welcome to the fifth dimension.
In today's three-dimensional world, it's easy to get physically and emotionally sick. Raising your consciousness is crucial to healing. Kimberly Meredith has channeled a healing meditation CD that helps you to heal by helping you to elevate your consciousness. People have been healed just by listening to this CD, which lifts you away from third-dimensional pain, worry, and fear, and into the fifth-dimensional higher cosmic consciousness, where you can access healing for body and mind as you surrender to the higher self of love and light. For more information, please visit www.thehealingtrilogy.com and click on Store. That's www.thehealingtrilogy.com, or just Google the Healing Trilogy Meditation Healing CD, and Google will connect you.
Hi, this is Kimberly Meredith. As a spiritual healer, I'm often asked, Kimberly, can I be healed? The answer is, with God, anything is possible, and yes, you can be healed through the power of God. Your friends and family can be healed. Even animals can be healed. Please visit thehealingtrilogy.com to learn more about my process and my services. My office is located in Sherman Oaks. I offer intuitive medical scans and psychic surgery for you and your loved ones. At the Healing Trilogy, we treat adults, children, and animals. We offer medical scans, mediumship counseling, cold laser acupuncture, cold laser therapy, holistic health, nutritional plans, and many other services. We also have meditation CDs, and I Skype around the world on Fridays. Sign up for my newsletter and you'll receive a free CD. You'll also be informed about my upcoming healing events. Log on to thehealingtrilogy.com. Bless you.
Welcome back to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. I'm Kimberly Meredith, and I'm here with my very special guest, Tiago Acevedo. And we are excited about helping you tonight. And I'm just looking at the book again, Scriptures, and how much I love it and how much everybody needs to go and get this beautiful book, The Virgin Mary and the Garden of Light. I just love it. I like to stare at this all day.
Oh, thank you, Kimberly. It was like it was made specially for you. And who knows, maybe it was.
I love it so much. Everybody has to get your book. It is so beautiful. And I love page 35, everything you wrote about Mary, and it's just so beautiful. Okay, we have callers. We have a caller
okay,
on the line.
The caller.
Are you ready, Tiago? Are you ready? Are
yes,
you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. We have Kath on the line. Kath, welcome to the show.
Hi. I'm so excited to be on here with you. I've been following you, Tiago, for a year now.
How are you doing?
I am fantastic.
I know you.
My friend. Yes.
I know you.
And I want to say, love your fish, Kimberly. He has an amazing fish tank with these
beautiful.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to say hi to the fish. We have to say hi to the fish. We have to make history on the show tonight. Saying hi to the fish.
Saying hi to the fish. Oh, my God. The fish tank is another passion of mine. And they are thriving. They are thriving.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. He has such a beautiful tank. But I just want to say thank you, Tiago, because, you know, you get on there. You're very vulnerable. And your favorite stores are TJ Maxx, and you love to accessorize. I call them accoutrements, you know. And
yes.
I did not know you had a YouTube channel until this interview. So I've been glancing through the YouTube.
Okay.
So I have a personal question to ask. Not too personal, but are you a natural redhead? I know you've got the blonde, rocking the blonde, but are you a natural redhead?
Yes, I'm a natural redhead.
Ah.
I'm naturally redhead.
But I got
so bullied for being redhead. But I went blonde and never looked back again.
Oh,
wow.
I'm just saying that old video, us redheads are lucky to survive childhood. I feel you.
Yes,
I'm a redhead also.
True, Kaz. That's true.
Wow.
But I am. With the freckles and everything. I have the freckles and everything.
How cute.
Oh, wow.
So,
if you ever want to change it up, go back to that red.
Yes, I'll even redder, and I'll send it. And you need to send me a picture of your red so that we can match.
I will.
It makes no sense if we don't match.
In the past, so I'm not sure
yes.
if you've seen them, but yes, you are. But it's great how you get on there and you bring so many things to light, and you help so many. And your artwork is just incredible. It just draws you in. And
thank you.
Yeah, you are a special bright light, and on your days you don't want to get out of bed and different things, just be reminded that, you know, there are so many people. We enjoy your post. We enjoy you getting on alive from the back of a cabin going, hey, how are you doing? You know,
I love that.
So fantastic.
Oh, yeah. My God, Cass, you're awesome.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I wanted to ask you, this is the first time you called in the show, right?
Me? I have called in I've only called in one other time to your show.
Oh, you have? I keep seeing a woman around you. Did your mother pass away?
No.
Or a grandmother, someone, it's like a woman around you that wants to connect.
Yes. I have a grandmother that passed, and I have a best friend that passed, too.
Okay. Because I didn't know if you called in before, and they were around you when you called in another time when you were in here. But they were really happy you called in again tonight. And this woman keeps wanting to say something to you. So that's the only reason I was asking. So the friend that just passed away, was it recent?
It was like 2.5 years ago.
Okay. Yeah, because I see, it felt like she was more like a mother acting towards you or something. Because she's like hanging around you a lot right now. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. She's
like
a big
sister.
So anyway, I miss her every day. Yeah, so she is connecting to me really fast for you. And she says to me she hangs out around your kitchen area, which is interesting. Not in your living room, but she's like around in your kitchen for some reason. I don't know if you hung out in your kitchen a lot with her when you used to be around her, or around, I don't know if you went to eat a lot with her, but anyway, she's around that area with you.
I do a lot of cooking.
She's around you when you're doing your cooking. Wants to tell you
that she loves you.
She loves you. Yeah, and thank you for calling in tonight. And
when I heard you were having Tiago on, I got very excited. So,
oh yeah, we're all. I mean, besides me, all the spirit guides and the angels are all excited that he's on tonight. So yay! Thank you.
Great interview. Thank you so much for sharing, Tiago.
Thank you. Bye. Kisses.
Bye-bye.
And thank you so much, and God bless you. And everybody, once again, all of Tiago's work is at tiago.plus. And we have another caller, I think.
Plus. Oh, how exciting.
I think so. Welcome to the show. Leah, are you on the line?
Oh, yes. Hi, dear. How are you? Hi, dear.
I'm okay. I don't know why my voice is cracking. Leah, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing really good here. It's so good to hear your lovely voice again. Wow. Yeah, it's wonderful here. And,
thank you.
I really enjoy your guests. I love your guests. It's so wonderful to hear. I have such a lovely person on. I've been listening, and that really helped me how I felt in the past, and I met a good friend, and I just feel so connected to him and it's really Aww. Helping me to feel so much better about myself. I just feel
Aww.
So
oh,
comforted.
Thank you, Leah.
Yes, yeah. I thank you so very much, Diego. What you're doing, you're really, really helping and making a big difference in this world. Thank you.
I'm going to cry.
Do you have a question for Tiago and us at all?
Let's see. Is it easy to get started on a creative process, like painting?
Oh, my creative process. It's very simple. So I just get an image on my mind, a very blurry image, and then I feel almost like a printer. That what I have to do is put that image in canvas. It takes a lot of time, but it's basically that simple. It's very, very, of course, it ends up being laborious. But in terms of complexity, it's not that complex.
Oh, that's lovely, dear. Wonderful. That's lovely.
Oh, thank you, Leah.
So happy to talk to you. You're a wonderful person. Thank you so very much, dear.
Check out his website. I think you're going to love it. You're going to love the book. I think that's something you'll really enjoy.
Oh, good. Yes, I'll certainly look it up, dear. Thank you.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Leah. And Leah, I definitely am getting a lot of good energy, around you moving through your own. I think from what Tiago has given us tonight with his information, I see something transpiring within you. Just to give you a little reading, I do see something shifting in you right now.
Oh, good.
I connected with somebody
that's just helping me. You know, when I'm in his presence, I feel calmer. Somehow, and it's so wonderful. Thank you, Kimberly, for sharing
that. Okay, great. Cool. Thank you. I didn't think our conversation was going to go this deep tonight, but I'm really glad it did.
Oh, yes. It's interesting. I really didn't know what to expect because it's always a surprise, you know?
Yeah, we never know what's going to happen around here.
We never know what's going to happen.
Well, we have another caller that wants to talk to you. We have another caller. So let's see who it is. I think it's, come on the line. Diane? Is it Diane?
Diego, it's Diane.
Oh, Diane. Finally, I hear your voice. Dan is in New York, too.
Oh,
great. Do I sound like Big Ange? Big Ange?
Yes, you got the Big Ange thing going on.
Well, you know, I really don't have, like, a question, but I have more of a comment, if I may.
Yes,
you know, I do scroll.
Diane, I love you.
I love you, too, my dear. You know, I scroll on social media, and these days all you find is anger and people just tearing one another apart. And I came across Thiago one day, and it was nothing but joy. We all have our crosses to bear in life. And you find a group of people, his community, his page, they're just so kind and they care about everyone. And it's so enjoyable. Yes, he does. Thiago does the makeup, but as we are doing it, you know, we're all talking to one another and just showing so much love and care. And I don't think Thiago really might realize what he's doing for us. You know, because when he says goodbye to everybody, I just feel so good. Because, like I said, we all have our crosses to bear. And it's just such a wonderful, you know, few hours with him.
And you're just so good to me.
Oh, from all over the world. And I have Thiago's book, and I just love it. I read one story every night. I read one story every night, and it's just beautifully done, and it feels so good to have this book.
I'm so happy you called in. I didn't know if you knew I'm a psychic, and I do see a woman around you. I don't know if you had a mother or a grandmother crossover, but I do see a feminine energy that's very beautiful and loving. Yes, I do see that around you. When you're talking, it comes in very fast for me. So I did see that right when you started talking.
Oh, that could be my mom.
Were you close to her? Because she keeps saying, like, you were really close, or she wants to be, like, she's showing me her arms around you.
Well, you know what? We were so close that she never taught me how it was going to be to have to not be with her.
That's right. And, she shows me the 11s, like, when she tries to communicate with you, she has 11s coming up.
The 11.
She keeps showing me 11-11 coming up, what she tries to communicate.
Oh, well, that's my daughter's anniversary. That's my daughter's anniversary. 11-11.
And also, I think when she passed, she's trying to communicate to me through Kimberly. Were you there when she passed?
No. She took an afternoon nap and she didn't wake up. And I did not live with her at that time.
Yeah, because she keeps telling me something about when she passed over. We don't need to get into it here if you don't want, but she just keeps telling me about that she's okay. She's okay now on the afterlife, but she's around you a lot, around the top of your head. She comes around the top of your head a lot, like around your crown. And I don't know if you're religious or Catholic. I don't know if you're Catholic. But she keeps showing me the cross for some reason.
Well, no, I was born, obviously, from her. We're Jewish, and my biological father is Catholic.
Yeah, she keeps showing me the Catholic for some reason. I don't know if she had an immune deficiency when she died. Her immune system shut down.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if it was cancer, but she keeps saying my immune system crashed.
You know, now I think you are going to my mother-in-law.
Okay, yeah, because she's saying my immune system crashed.
Who is Catholic, yeah, and her immune system went down. And we were extremely close, too.
So you have these women around you. You have these very strong feminine energies around you a lot.
I have phenomenal women in my life.
Yeah, and once again, they're showing me the two 11s around you. So I see why you love the feminine divine energy, probably. You like that. But your mom is around you. And then probably the other one. Anyway, yeah, it's probably both of them coming in pretty strong. But, yeah.
That's wonderful. And it's funny you say that because I did send over a photo of my mom to Tiago that he's going to paint for me.
So yes, I'm going to paint Diane's mom. You
know, oh, wow. Maybe that's why she's coming in right now, because she knew he was going to paint that. Oh, that's interesting.
It's so
right now they're blinking. They're blinking.
And she's beautiful. Yes. She's, my God, she's a knockoff. I love her.
Oh, they're blinking. Oh, that's so interesting, because they're blinking yes, yes, yes. My eyes blink in different codes, and they're blinking yes about the painting. Oh, so that's amazing. Yeah. That's so beautiful.
You're amazing. That's wonderful.
But that I didn't know that Tiago does that. So you can send paintings to Tiago and he can paint them for people?
Yes, and I can paint them.
I didn't know that.
I can do like portraits. I can do all
of
that.
And everyone needs to know that. Okay.
Especially
maybe,
for,
maybe that's
for amazing people like Diane. And Diane, with that voice, because I hadn't heard you before, we talked about Big Ange.
Right. And then when you say about Big Ange, do I sound like Big Ange?
You do.
Oh my God.
Not completely, but a little bit. That is awesome, Diane.
Well, you know what?
Thank you so much.
Okay, big kisses, Diane. Love you.
Have a wonderful evening, and thank you so much. And I love you too. See you tomorrow.
God bless you.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
God bless you. And I want to see the painting once it's finished. I really want to see this. I want to see this because I can see who they are with my eyes. I can see who they are. So I want to see it when it's finished.
Tiago now. He could just show it online. That's fine with me.
I'm going to show it to you. I don't know if Diane would allow it right away, but I don't think there's
absolutely
any problem.
Absolutely, Tiago.
Okay, so instead I'll show it to you.
Okay, love you guys.
Love you.
Okay.
Sending you lots of love and blessings.
Big kisses, love you.
Okay, so we're getting almost to the end of the show, but we have more calls. So this is amazing tonight. This is amazing tonight.
It's a lot of calls.
Everybody loves you. You are lighting up the lines in the world. So, the next call is Erica.
Oh, Erica. I know her. Oh, my God, Erica, how are you? I just
spoke
to Diane. It's amazing.
I just wanted
to
hear your voice.
Me too. I wanted to hear your voice, too. You're so amazing. I love Erica. You know that Erica has my dolls, too.
Oh, my God. Yes. Tell us about the doll. Tell us.
Erica got a doll of Lady Galadriel.
Oh, I need to get a doll.
She's beautiful. You do have to get a doll. She's gorgeous. And I love her.
So beautiful.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Which one did you get? What color hair?
She has long blonde hair, and she's gorgeous. Her dress is beautiful. Oh. And she's got jewels on her, and her makeup is perfect. And I just love her.
Aww.
Oh, my God. I'm so
happy. I want all of them now, so.
Oh, my gosh, she's so beautiful. Everybody hear that? You have to go look at the doll, Tiago.
Yes.
That's amazing, Erica. Yeah, I love Erica so much. We talk a lot because we do talk a lot. I spent like, what do we spend, Erica? Like 2 hours doing makeup online or more? And we're always talking.
We do. Yes. And Diego is the type of person that you wake up every day and you cannot wait to hear him and to talk. And it's a community and a family. And we just love you so much, Diego.
You have you guys have the number.
You
guys have the family number, which when I blink is the number 9, which is a really good 9 and a 4. So in my soul code numbers, I blink, you guys have that carry the 9 and the 4. 4 means love of the heart and compassion and sweetness and calm. And then you have the 9, which is family. So it's so nice. It's so sweet. I love it.
It is. It's beautiful. It's just beautiful because a beautiful group of people just came together out of nowhere.
Yes.
And we just stuck together.
That's so nice. I love that.
We spend hours doing our makeup, putting our lashes on, putting our contact lenses, and then we talk about important things. And also, you were singing 9 and a 4. You know that's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Nine and a 4,
didn't know that. They
that's my birthday.
Wow, they just blinked that.
Yes, 9 and a 4.
So angels from the other side are blinking that. That's so cool.
That's interesting. That's very, very interesting.
Interesting things are going on tonight here.
Yes, the angels have awoken. They're always awake. They're always awake.
Well, I just wanted to say hi to you, Tiago. I don't want to hold the line, but I know that other people want to say hi. But I know.
Erica, you never cross the line.
Thank you, Erica. God bless you.
God bless you. Take good care.
God bless you.
Bless you, Erica.
I know, we only have a few minutes left on our show, and I feel like we could talk for another hour.
Yes, me too. Anything? I feel like that we can just keep on going throughout the evening.
I know.
We can just relax.
is there anything that you feel that you want to tell, everybody out there, because this is going to be going, all over, that you have in your heart that's coming up that you especially want to tell people that you feel, especially that you want them to check out or, that you feel inside?
I mostly want to leave a message for people who are suffering, for people who are going through very hard times and not just depression. There's a lot of suffering out there. I just want to leave that message that it doesn't last forever, because I used to have that innate feeling in me that when I was suffering, it's like, oh my God, life is not worth living. I'm better off dead. I don't care anymore. But tomorrow will always be better. And for as bad as things are, and I reminded myself of this because now with this call that we are having, I'm seeing all the love. I'm feeling all the love from you, from the callers, from the audience. I'm feeling all that love. And I remember a period in my life when I didn't feel love at all because I was blocked. And I felt like I was never going to feel love again. But now I do. So depression isn't forever. The suffering isn't forever. That blockage will melt and we will have our happiness that we deserve.
Amen. That's a great message. And we love you. You are just a God's gift. And we're in the fifth dimension. And your work is amazing. So thank you for coming on the show tonight. And I'm just so happy that you're with us on our show. And God bless you, Tiago.
Thank you so much, Kimberly. Bless you too. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.